President Trump is having the White House Counsel's Office draft an executive order that would direct the FCC to take steps to remove liability protections from Twitter, Facebook, etc., for content restrictions they impose. POTUS's goal is to ensure that conservative thought is not censored. But some believe that the way the order is drafted either will be unconstitutional for free speech purposes or actually bite Mr. Trump, since his many misstatements may well be excluded by those sites because of the executive order. Just a bit of irony. Unemployment applications were substantially down this past week, and businesses added jobs, the stock market jumped, the country is reopening. All good news. Congresswoman Stefanik recently touted her ranking as a bipartisan member of Congress. As I noted last week, that bipartisanship took a turn to the right during the impeachment proceedings, so I decided to take a closer look. The website GovTrack had a slightly different take on her status. If we start in 2016, her ideological ranking was 227, so slightly left of center, 227 over 435. In 2018, she was at 107, shifting 120 places to the right. In 2019, she is at 72, evidencing a further drift to the right, placing her in the top 20% of conservatives. Is her polling or her relationship with POTUS pushing her to be partisan? The reality is that by structuring your votes correctly, you can make yourself appear bipartisan when you are anything but. I would also note she was silent after Generals Mattis and Allen spoke out, as well as Senator Murkowski. A poll of small and medium-sized enterprises in Canada displays fear of COVID and real concern about whether or not the USMCA will be of any benefit to those entities. Many of the businesses that set up in Plattsburgh, albeit lesser known than Nova, Bus, and Bombardier, fit into this category. Many are vendors to those larger enterprises. We need to be focused on making sure that people understand how the MCA can benefit them so that they continue to do business in our community. George Will, in a piece he published last week, talked about whether Congress is going to help or hurt our recovery. He focused on, among other things, an error that was clearly made in the CARES Act in providing the supplemental or additional UI, which in many instances made staying home more profitable than working. A simple solution would have been to cap out the additional dollars at or closer to the person's actual salary. Obviously, this was not done venally, but with the intention to do good, and it may well be that in the beginning stages of the recession, this made sense, so that people had more money in their pockets. Extended unemployment insurance is still necessary, including the extra benefit, but cap it so there is some incentive to return to work. Anecdotally, I have had several clients indicate to me that this is a real problem, as they have the need for employees, but the employees are telling them, "I'm not interested because of the extra unemployment benefit." President Trump announced over this past weekend that he was taking steps to punish Beijing for its actions in Hong Kong by stripping Hong Kong of its beneficial status with regard to its relationship with the U.S. He tied this together with a decision to withdraw from the WHO and dropping its funding. It's difficult to see how these two things are tied together, other than the fact that the WHO action is likely to enhance China's position in that organization and influence over the rest of the world. If that makes sense, please drop me a note and explain. POTUS also announced this past weekend that he was postponing until September the G7 summit and that he intended to unilaterally invite Russia to rejoin the group. The ostensible reason for this is that Mrs. Merkel refused to participate in person at the summit. The United States seems to be going it alone on most economic issues, so it's hard to see what benefit we would get out of a G7 summit other than Mr. Trump getting to cozy up publicly with the Russians. On the ag front, COVID-19 has suppressed exports in a year that the ag community expected would be a strong export year after several years of trade war losses. In particular, the Phase 1 trade agreement with China has not resulted in tripling of exports to China, but about the same levels. POTUS continues to attack China on many fronts, as I pointed out last week, and fails to see the potential results of those actions as China both passively and aggressively responds. We all need to be paying attention to this, as it could have dramatic economic impacts for us all.